that power, is that the metal that goes around?
Yeah, that's the back. That keeps that rim or filler you might call it together. That tie, you know, tie ring, you know, ring around.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, what kind of fire would you use when you were going to break the land for the first time on the car?
If you were going, well, now some people use what you call a middle buster. But if you just going to break your land up, you break it up with a ton plow, which is called a ton plow.
Was there anything that you would use after you plow it to break it up even finer?
Oh, yeah. You get a something you call a ton shovel. It'd do the same weight the ton plow do. But you just called it a ton shell because you can put that ton shell, you can stick it on the end of the plow, but that other ton plow, it's just one plow all in itself.
Did you ever use anything called a harrow?
Yeah, that's something sometimes people make those. If you got, you can get, just a, it's a flat, something, and then it's got thongs stuck in it or bolted in it or something, which you drag over your land, which you call harry your land.
And they call that a
harry. You remove bus clods and remove grass and stuff. You know, you clean it off with that.
Talking about the wagon, you know that part that the wheels fit onto, mm-hmm. that runs underneath the wagon, what do you call that?
That's what the axle would be on too. What you call that thing?
Just axle? It's not spelling.
No, it ain't no spelling. Some people call it the running gear to wear. But it's, I'm trying to think of the name of it.
You know, when you get up in the morning and you're fixing your hair, on your hair you might use either a comb or a...
Not a brush, but if you go fix your... If you talk about mules, when you go a horse, you use a curry comb. Can curry him off, clean him off before you hit him up.
Right. If you're using a brush, you say you're gonna have to.
Brush his
hair.
Right. Some people brush in there, but some people just use that curry comb. Well, when you rake him over with that curry comb, you don't need the brush, not then.
Did your father, when he shaved, did he ever use a straight razor?
Yeah, that's all he ever used, was a straight razor.
What did he have to sharpen it on?
He had a little rock. I had that rock around here. A little rock he called a little emerald rock. And he always would sit down and get that little rock and he sharpened his razor.
Did he ever use anything made out of leather?
Yeah, he had one of those. If it wasn't dull much, he'd just get that strap, razor strap, he called it, and run that razor up and down that strap like that. But now if it's kind of dull, like he'd get that rock and then run it up and down the strap.